Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Is this the end for Stroman? Do we see Mark? He's a free agent at the end of the year. Would you re-sign him, or do you even see him? Thanks for nothing, Marcus Stroman.
Who owns the Mets?
But how? Even the matter doesn't matter.
It does a little bit. It does a little bit. Yeah, I'll tell you why.
I don't love Stroman. I'm not giving big money to him. Well, that's me.
That's why it matters. If you have an owner that's willing to spend big-time dollar, I think Trevor Bauer is going to get a bigger contract than Marcus Stroman.
Right,
that may
right.
not have been the case
right,
as
right.
much a year ago when Bauer was traded to Cincinnati and Stroman was traded to the Mets because the script hadn't been fully written yet. Well, Trevor Bauer's pitching. He's pitching at a high level. Stroman gets hurt. He makes a family decision. I'm not going to get on him for making a decision.
I'm not getting on him for that. But he's a free agent at the end of the year.
Right.
And I don't know if I'm in a hurry to bring him back.
Well, he only made 11 starts with this team.
So?
No, that's my point. I'm with you. He only made 11 starts.
Okay. I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I didn't.
No. That wasn't my defense of him. We didn't have a chance to evaluate him here. You know, a lot of times when a guy pitches in Toronto or plays somewhere else, you know, that's one thing. When you do it in New York, it's a different story. He was having a very good year with the Blue Jays in 2019. Very good. One of the better years of his career. He gets traded to the Mets. And quite frankly, he was very mediocre in his 11 starts.
Very mediocre.
It's all like it is. He wasn't great.
Nope.
He wasn't terrible, but he wasn't great.
No.
And that's it. That's now what you're basing it on. Those 11 starts over the last year and a half. And oh, by the way, I know Brody took a gamble. Well, there's another gamble that didn't work out. He trades Simeon Woods Richardson, who's a pretty good prospect, and Anthony Kaye, who's right now pitching for the Blue Jays in the major leagues, and he trades both of those guys for 11 starts out of Marcus Stroman.
Hey, no, look, you know, outside of J.D. Davis, okay, really? What is it? You know, he hasn't really done much. I mean, I guess, you know, the bringing Alonso up at the beginning of the year last year, if you want to give him credit for that, I guess
right.
we will.
Right.
Outside
right.
of that, he really hasn't. What has he done?
Signed Wilson Ramos?
He's decent. Wilson Ramos is decent.
No, a lot
I
of
like
what
Wilson
he's...
Ramos, but I mean, I'm not going nuts about it. You know,
the biggest thing out of this, which I'm surprised about, I didn't know Marcus Stroman was thinking about opting out, but he has a right to do it. He said it in a Zoom call in which he mentioned that it was a family decision. Said there are many uncertainties to continue playing this year, and he said what caused him to change his mind were the outbreaks with the Marlins and Cardinals, spikes elsewhere in the country, players across baseball not following protocols, and the Mets' upcoming trip to Miami. That's what factored in on the decision. Like we've said many times with guys making this call, I respect it. As a fan, it's very disappointing.
Yeah,
this
right,
is a huge right. blow to the New York Mets
right,
because
right,
their
right.
rotation is not great. It's not a great rotation.
No. Nope.
And the hope was a healthy Marcus Stroman could help solidify it a little bit. And now that's not an option with him opting out for the rest of the season. So it's a really big blow to the Mets' hopes here in 2020.
I don't know. You know what, though? I wasn't counting on seeing him anyway. To be honest with
really?
You, I really wasn't. I don't know why. I just, you know, Stroman wasn't here. Okay. I don't know if I'm going to see him this year. That's how I looked at it anyway. That's me.
Well,
I'm not saying that. You know, that's just how my thought process was.
Well, the reason why I wouldn't say I was predicting him to come back. I don't know what was going to happen with this injury, but I was hopeful he would come back. Is right now the Mets have an ace in Jacob DeGrom.
Thank God.
And after that, they got a lot of back of the rotation arms.
Well, you got.
We'll
real
see
good
about
start
David Peterson.
Right. So far, Peterson's been good. I mean, I'm happy what I see from him.
No question.
Porcello's had two brutal starts and then one terrific start. Now Walker's gone. Okay, who knows when you're going to see Walker again? And Mets. you know, I don't have a tremendous confidence in Steven Matz. We talked about that the other day already.
Because all of those guys, to me, are fourth and fifth starters.
Right. Again, that's what they are. We don't know what Peterson is. Maybe he is better than that.
You're right.
Maybe.
We don't know yet about David Peterson.
Right.
I'm just banking on the fact that he's still a young arm.
Right.
You can't really rely on him. And so maybe he will blossom into a middle or top of the rotation arm. But in this moment, for the 2020 season, the year we are focusing on, I view him as more of a back of the rotation guy. And you mentioned Michael Wacha's on the injured list. They're either going to have to go, you know, to a bullpen game. They could give Franklin Kilame an opportunity.
Kilame.
The kid they got in the Asdrubal Cabrera trade, right. Yes, who pitched very well out of the bullpen last week.
Yep.
They do not have a lot of rotation depth, and the guy who I thought had a chance to be more of a two or a three on this team was Marcus Stroman, and now he's not walking through that door. So it's a big blow to the New York Mets, in my opinion.
It is. I don't know why. I just never really was figuring I'm seeing Stroman this year. I don't know why. So, but it is a blow. I mean, their rotation is very iffy, very iffy.
And look, to your point about next year, okay, the Mets are going to need starting pitching next year. They have Jacob DeGrom and Steven Matz, maybe a half a year out of Noah Syndergaard, and that's it. And David Peterson, I shouldn't ignore him. Mm-hmm. But Waka's a free agent, Porcello's a free agent. I don't know. It's just too early to know, A, who owns the team, which means what kind of budget they're going to have, and then B, what kind of year some of the premier free agents are going to have starting pitching-wise. And honestly, a lot of the better free agent starting pitchers right now pitch in the Bronx. If I'm ranking the guys, James Paxton's up there, Masahiro Tanaka's up there.
Right.
And I'm not sure if the new owner of the New York Mets is maybe it will. Maybe it will inspire that new owner to say, you know what I want to do? I want to sign Yankee starting pitchers. Well, I don't know. To me,
For Tanaka.
Of course. But Trevor Bauer is certainly at the top of that list. And I don't know how to evaluate Stroman, Joe, because it was only 11 starts over the last year and a half.
I just can't give him a ton of money. I mean, I just can't do that. I just don't, you know. I mean, again, you're right, 11 starts. He was mediocre. I don't know how good he really is, honestly.
Well, I know you're thinking, if I told you I just named four free agent starting pitchers, ranked them in order of preference, I'm pretty sure you're going to rank Stroman fourth.
Yeah, well, I just told you, give me Tanaka. I mean, you know.
One, Bauer two, Paxton three.
Right, there you go. That's exactly right. You hit it right on the head.
There you go. But it stinks. I mean, the Mets do not have a great rotation. It's funny how after all of these years of saying, boy, the Mets have this really good rotation, it's about the bullpen, it's about the offense, it's about the defense, it kind of feels like the opposite right now. Their bullpen has pitched really well lately.
It turns out to be the big-time starter is probably the guy that got less publicity, you know, than anybody when you heard about all these big arms the Mets had.
Not even close.
Right?
Not even close.
I mean, you know, you mean Harvey, obviously, Syndergaard, you know, even Matz. I mean, how highly touted Matz was, and who is it? It's DeGrom.
It's DeGrom. Yeah, and he's the kind of the last man standing right now. I know Matz is still there, and Noah can come back, but in this moment, there is a huge gap between Jacob DeGrom and everybody else. And look, yesterday, I think in a lot of ways, even though five innings is not exactly what you want from Big Jake, you're always looking for seven innings out of your ace. Yesterday, Jacob DeGrom reminded you, in a way, his brilliance, because he loses the strike zone in the second inning. He's walking guys on four pitches, Brian Anderson and Matt Joyce, and then bears down, just completely bears down to get through that inning. Ends up throwing, I think, 32 pitches in the second inning. Now he's battling a blister. If he doesn't want to call it a blister, he's calling it a hot spot, whatever the heck it is. Mm-hmm. And he battles through that and really makes the one mistake to Jesus Aguilar. And even though, again, you want more than five innings, Jacob DeGrom somehow manages to get through five innings with that hot spot, with his control issues he had in the second inning, and at least hands the baseball to the bullpen with a lead. And stunningly, the Met bullpen actually made it hold up.
Yeah, not stunningly. What I took out of yesterday more than anything, number one is this kid Jimenez, who, you know, I said this the other day. I mean, the Mets have something with this kid. I mean, he three hits yesterday, he scores three runs, he steals bases, he dragged bunts for a hit. I mean, defensively, he's terrific. I mean, you got to love this guy. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know it's early, it's only 16 games or whatever it is. 16 for the Mets? Yeah. I love what I see from Jimenez. The other thing I took out of yesterday was that Diaz, who I fully expected to give it up after he gets the first two guys out in the eighth inning, and then, of course, in a very Diaz-esque, you know, way, couple hits, two guys on. I thought for sure I was ready to go to Lugo right there. I got to tell you. And I give you give Rojas credit because I would have got him out. And Diaz, you know, comes through, gets out of the inning, strikes out the side as it was. And so those are the two big things. And the other thing is, let's be honest, I mean, you know, Luis can say whatever he wants. The closer is Lugo, right? I mean, he's the closer. You can't even debate it now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question.
And when we have Monty again this week, I'll ask him again. Luis is now, can we say Lugo's the closer now?
It doesn't even matter what his answer is. The answer is Lugo.
The answer is he is. Right.
Whatever he says.
That's it. I mean, that's it. Right.
I got to tell you, and I love Keith. I really do. I think Keith's a great broadcaster.
Oh, he's great.
I wanted to climb through the TV and just yell at Keith Hernandez during that eighth inning because Edwin Diaz
for another inning?
Well, he's like five pitches into the inning. He's looking sharp, and Keith's saying, you know, Gary, wouldn't it be interesting to keep him in for two innings? But forget about the idea of keeping him in for two innings, which is crazy.
You get through an inning with Diaz not giving up a run. We've said this many times over the years with other guys. You know, if you're me, you cross yourself and you say, thank you, Lord, and get the hell out of the game.
Of course.
That's it. I mean, that's it.
I actually quoted you to my dad when we were watching the game. I was watching the game with him, and I quoted that, which is, if you get an inning out of Diaz, you point to the sky. You say thank you.
That's it. See ya.
But what drove me nuts is Edwin hadn't even recorded an out yet, and Keith is talking
this. I know.
And of course, he gets the first two guys, strikes both guys out. He's looking great. He's one strike away from getting Ryan LaVarnway. Didn't even know he was in the major leagues till this weekend. I guess he wasn't. Gives up a hit to him.
Sure.
Gives up a hit to the speed skater. What a pain in the rear end he is, this Eddie Alvarez. Oh my God, he's making leaping catches. He's getting infield hits. Yeah. Guys in the Olympics, you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, skating. And then luckily, Monte Harrison, who was a gift all weekend long. No offense, Monte. Just throw a fastball right by him. That's all you got to do. And he took the golden sombrero yesterday. So it was a shaky inning by Edwin Diaz. But, yeah, there's no doubt anymore. The guy you're handing the baseball to the biggest spot of a game is going to be Seth Lugo.
No doubt about it. No doubt.
But credit to the rest of the Met bullpen, because the Met bullpen over the last, I guess, week
They pitched pretty well. They've done a pretty decent job. I agree with you. They've done a pretty
outside of J-Riz Familia in the sixth inning on Saturday. Outside of that,
Wilson did get me a little concerned Saturday night, a little bit. But, I mean, you know, he got it done eventually.
But you did hit it on the head with one of the good things so far this year, is Andrés Giménez. I mean, he's played really, really well.
Oh, my God.
And the time isn't now, because I don't think we have enough information yet, but it will be a debate at some point, and that is, should he just be the shortstop? And should you consider a position change for Ahmed Rosario? Yeah, but not yet.
I don't want to trade Rosario. I just don't. You know, I heard, I was listening, I was actually coming back from playing golf yesterday, and you know, the game was going on, I put the game on, I'm listening to Howie and Wayne. And how he's talking about, you know, trading Rosario. And I love that. I don't want to trade Rosario. Make him a center fielder. I got all these, as a Met fan, and I know you agree with this as far as this, we had all these homegrown players. You know, young homegrown players. I'm not in a hurry to trade Rosario. See if the kid could play center field. Because, to me, Giménez has got to be in the lineup every day. I mean,
starting today,
from now on.
From
until
now
I
on.
See something different. You know?
From now on, he's got to play. And I think that Luis Rojas knows it, and I think he's going to do it. We saw him yesterday at second base. He does so many things well. That little drag bunt, which you never see anymore, he's perfected.
He's
he can steal a base. He's really good defensively.
Right.
It's all good with him.
And he even scored on a sack fly that was literally not that deep.
No, you're right about that. That was the Jeff McNeil sacrifice fly that he hit, who has not looked all that great since coming back from his injury.
Well, nobody, you know what? I mean, look, Alonso's starting to hit a little bit, which was good to see. Alonso finally hit a home run there the other day. That was good. He also just missed one, I think, on Friday night that hit the top of the wall that did not go out. You know, so, you know, you're starting to see, you know, signs a little bit from Alonso. You know, I'm not concerned with McNeil. McNeil's going to hit.
I'm just saying he hasn't hit this weekend.
He hasn't. But they got the two wins. They're still leaving a million guys on base.
Well, they're not hitting in the clutch.
Oh, my God.
Yesterday they went 1-for-10 with runners
in
scoring.
Friday night, bases loaded. I mean, come on. The Marlins are trying to hand the game to them. The third, which is Anderson, throws the ball away at that play at the plate.
Yep.
They got bases loaded, one out. And I think it was Dom is up. And Dom's done a pretty good job. And Dom pops out And then I forget who was up after him. He makes an out.
Wilson Ramos, yeah.
Ramos, right. He grounded out to second base.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And that was it. I mean, we've seen it all year.
It was a pathetic loss on Friday night. That's the way I'd look at it. Especially when you're facing the arms that you're facing. You're facing a single-A pitcher in Humberto Mejia. Yep. And then you're facing a bunch of relievers. You know, the Justin Schaefer's and Stephen Tarpley's of the world. You know, James Hoyt. These guys are probably not in the major leagues in a normal season. Richard Bleier is. The rest of them aren't. And you can't get big hits against them. So it was a very frustrating loss. The good thing is they were able to win the last two. They win a series for the first time this year. Yep. And Boomer pointed this out this morning, and I'm going to do it too. Why the heck not? If the season ended today, they'd be in a playoff spot.
Okay. I need better than two games under 500. You know what I mean?
If they make the playoffs, what's the difference?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so.
You think I care what the Nets' final record's going to be?
Well,
just make the playoffs.
Basketball. Basketball's different.
What's different? Baseball. It's the same sport this year, Joe. There's eight teams making the playoffs. What's the difference between baseball and basketball? Tell me.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Thank you.
I guess it's because I just have a lot. Look, the Mets have only made the playoffs how many times in their history? You know, it's hard to fathom a season where they're making it and being under 500.
Well, jokes aside, I think that they are going to have to be above 500 to make the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think.
7-9 or two games under is not 20. You couldn't be two games under unless they don't play 60. If you go 28-32, that's not cutting it, man.
Exactly. But
29-31 isn't getting it done.
But here is the guy to me most that has to step up with this Stroman news. And if you're just tuning in, Stroman's opting out for the rest of the
year.
I wouldn't even say him, no. I think Porcello is what he is. It's Steven Matz.
Matz. Yeah, you're right.
Because Matz. I look at Porcello and I look at Waka at this point in their careers and say, they are what they are. Okay?
Right.
They're back of the rotation, guys. I know Rick won the Cy Young
a couple years ago.
But
when did we finally come to the realization that Matz is what he is? You know what I mean?
Well, we're almost there.
I mean, I think I am there already.
I don't know. We probably should be there. I think the main reason why there's hesitation is because he's a lefty, and we've seen so many lefties before they turn 30 not put it all together.
That we want him. He's a homegrown Met, and I know for me, I want to see the guy succeed, you know, more so because of the fact that he is a homegrown Met.
Well, yeah, okay.
And that's a big deal, and I think you agree with that, and I
of
think
course.
Most fans do.
Well, he's also a Long Islander. I want that, too.
Well, there you go. I mean,
is Stroman, by the way.
But he's not a homegrown Met.
Right.
You know, you want to see those guys, you know, you want to see those guys be good. You want to see those guys make it. And
whether,
this team is loaded with these young homegrown guys. It really is.
If the Mets are going to make the playoffs, they need somebody, whether it is Steven Matz, whether it is David Peterson, whether it is Rick Porcello or Michael Wacha, they need somebody to step up and pitch like a second or third starter.
No question. It is
going to be very tough, as capable as this offense is and as good as their bullpen's been. It's going to be very tough to win consistently if you've got Jake and then four fifth starters who you're lucky to get five innings, three runs out of, essentially.
Right.
So we'll see.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.